is Cindy.
We are Surfing Sisterhood Taiwan. Okay, from you probably already know we're about surfing and we are from Taiwan.
Right.
Yeah.
So this episode is just a quick intro about the two of us.
Yes. Okay, I guess start from me, Daisy. So I started surfing about 4 years ago in 2017. Actually started surfing shortboard in 2017. Mm-hmm. And then Cindy and I started about the same time. I grew up in California, in LA and San Diego.
Right, and I'm Cindy and I grew up in Canada and Israel.
Yeah, so.
But then I started surfing when I came back to Taiwan. So this is where we both started surfing.
Yeah, we both started surfing in Taiwan, and I moved back to Taiwan about, I think it's 2014?
Oh, I came back for university, so it's been I've been back for more than 10 years.
Yeah, and since Cindy and I both love surfing.
And this is why we met, actually.
Yeah.
Really, really fun story.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell everyone?
So the story is that we have... We have some mutual friends. And then one of them is Daniel and the other one is called Ivan and Sean. And then they're like, oh, Daisy, I met this girl who's just like you. You guys must meet each other. And then it's just not one friend. It's like three friends from different places been telling me that. So then...
Right, we finally met at the beach at in Yilan in the Wushi Harbor.
Yeah, Yilan Wushi Harbor is a very, very popular surf destination in Taiwan.
Yeah, so big surfing community there.
Yeah, so if you Google Yilan Wushi Gang,
Wushi
Wushi Harbor, then you'll find that spot.
Right, and then so that's where most people
started
experience their first surf session.
Yeah. That's for the north part. And then in the south, it's mostly Jialousui. That's down south. Like a lot of people go learn how to surf down south.
Right.
If you live in the south,
in Kending.
Yeah. So if you live in North Taiwan, you probably heard of Wushi Harbor. And from down south, you probably just go to Jialousui, Kending. Yeah, so we met, and then we just clicked instantly.
Click, click.
Yeah, became best friends. And then in 2020, because of COVID, we were kind of I have a little bit more free time, so then I was like, well, if we love surfing so much, why don't we tell the world about the surfing in Taiwan?
Right, and then Taiwan's also very popular, especially in Taichung, where there's...
The World Surf Competition, the WSL Longboard Championship, is held in Taichung.
Right, so each year, but
I mean, obviously
not last year.
Last year because of COVID.
Right.
Yeah.
And we also went on our first surf trip together.
Like within 3 months of meeting each other, we're like, let's go. Even though we only know each other for 3 months.
Yeah, it was like. We were like, oh yeah, we really need to go visit Indonesia. And then we went to Lombok, which we both really loved. And then it was like a super hardcore trip. It was like surf in the morning for 3 hours.
And then 3 hours.
Brunch. We had brunch and then we took a nap. And then we surfed another
3 hours.
Yeah. And then dinner. So that was like consecutive 6 days of our super hardcore trip.
That was super fun. And we bonded a lot over that trip in Bali. Not Bali, sorry, Lombok.
Lombok. And then and then we have this whole surf crew now.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Yeah, so that's a little bit about us.
And then we've been surfing around the world for a bit. Like I'm Cindy and I've been to a couple of places. I've been to Spain, Cadiz to surf, and then also Okinawa in Japan and in Da Nang, Vietnam. And Hawaii.
Just basically all over the world.
Right.
I didn't go to that many places around the world. I've surfed mostly in Taiwan, but I've been to beaches in LA. I went to Huntington, San Diego, Wind and Sea.
Right.
That, and then Lombok with Cindy. That's Pretty much it.
Well, we have a very long bucket list.
Yeah, but, we have a long
bucket. But we really want to share about Taiwan surf spots as well, because it's really nice.
It's a must come place.
Yeah. If you surf, then definitely Taiwan should be on your list.
Yeah, and it's not just the surfing. There's like, you can surf all around Taiwan, and it's about the culture, the food.
People are super friendly here.
Yeah. Yeah, so we really want to like let more people know about the surfing and what Taiwan is all about.
Right, so if you guys are interested in Taiwan and surfing,
message us
on Instagram,
Surfing Sisterhood Taiwan.
Right,
look for us. Yeah, that's the little story about us. Hope you enjoy
and hope you guys come to Taiwan soon. And
yeah,
hope after COVID.
Yeah, or you can come and now and then like withstand a 2 weeks quarantine.
Yeah,
yeah. But if you have all the time in the world.
Right, so then
see you in the next episode.
Bye.
And remember to tune in, follow us on whether you're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
KKBOX,
what else, Google Podcasts. We're just all over.
We're on all the platforms.
Yeah. All right, bye.
Bye.